I'm Brett Chang, and this is your Peak Daily for Thursday, April 4th, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes. Peak Pals, have you ever wondered what time it is on the moon? Well, the U.S. government has and is now tasking NASA with devising standardized time zones for the moon as a growing number of public and private missions attempt to reach the lunar surface. Now, time zones will definitely be a necessity when all the space hotels start opening up. I feel like that's a ways away, but whenever they do, I will consider going. What do you think, Peak Pals? Would you go to the moon? Anyways, besides flying to the moon, which seems like a very futuristic thing to do, we've got a great episode for you today. For our first story, Disney wins over its boardroom battle. For our second story, the overhype of walkout checkouts and our big picture. For our first story, Disney can return to making magic after showing its critics that Bob Iger is here to stay. Here's what happened. One of the world's most important entertainment companies and its CEO, Bob Iger, prevailed in a boardroom battle against the activist investor Nelson Peltz, marking the end of a dramatic and expensive campaign to secure the confidence of shareholders. Now, to catch you up, it all started at the beginning of last year when Trian Partners, Peltz's asset management fund, disclosed that it had built up a $3.5 billion stake in the company and went on to try to get both Peltz and former Disney CFO Jay Rasulo on the board. Now, Peltz, who has no experience in entertainment, told the New York Times he was informed by his children and their high-powered friends, was openly critical of Disney's strategy. He argued the company waited too long to play into streaming and had lost its creative spark, pointing to a string of big-budget film flops, including The Marvels. Now, it matters because from content to theme parks, Disney's strategic direction plays a key role in shaping the entertainment ecosystem. The company directly competes with the likes of Netflix and Amazon Prime and has created theme parks that adults actually seem to enjoy. Amid external pressures, Disney announced a push into gaming with a $1.5 billion investment in Epic Games and an expansion of its parks and experiences segment. The bottom line is that Disney's share price has jumped more than 50% over the past 6 months, which Peltz takes partial credit for, but the company's management of sports, broadcasting rights, streaming, and creative output will determine if it can soar back to all-time highs and, in the words of Nelson Peltz, restore the magic. For our second story, in the era of AI, remember this maxim. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Here's what we're talking about. Amazon is walking back its Just Walk Out checkout system at its grocery stores. It lets users scan their credit cards as they enter, grab items that they want, and simply walk out of the store without having to, perish the thought, interact with a cashier or an automated checkout system. Although Amazon is dumping the tech, sporting venues that implemented it, like Scotiabank Arena in Toronto and the Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, could still use it. This is all happening because Amazon's system seemingly never worked quite as well as it was supposed to. The information reported that as of 2022, 70% of Just Walk Out transactions required assistance from off-site human reviewers, though Amazon has disputed this stat. At that time, Amazon had 1,000 people in India reviewing footage to train the system, showing just how much behind-the-scenes manpower goes into automated systems. It matters because Amazon moving on from this tech is a strong reminder of AI's limitations. With people claiming it can do everything from solve climate change to cure cancer, AI has become so hyped that it's hard for people and businesses to know its actual capabilities. Now, to zoom out, in New York City, NYPD made a lavish purchase of AI-powered metal detectors, despite a BBC investigation that had cast serious doubts on how and if they work. Meanwhile, a Washington court blocked an AI-enhanced video for use as evidence in a murder trial, as AI video enhancers don't actually make videos clearer. The bottom line is that there's a term for inventions where it appears a machine is doing something when in fact a human is pulling the strings. It's called a Mechanical Turk. With companies ready to slap the AI tag on anything, we could be entering a golden age of, well, Mechanical Turks. And for our big picture, TD's digital banking will get a helping hand from Google. The company shook hands on a multi-year partnership that will let TD use Google's cloud technology for its banking apps. The partnership aims to enhance the bank's digital banking experience, an area that many North American banks are heavily interested in. But as banks beef up their apps, many are simultaneously closing their in-person branches due to a lack of usage. Earthquake halts Taiwan-based chip manufacturing. Following a major earthquake on Wednesday morning, TSMC a major chip supplier for tech giants like Apple and NVIDIA, evacuated its production lines, sparking concerns about potential supply chain disruptions. These chips rely on precise manufacturing processes, and just a single vibration can destroy entire batches of them. TSMC planned to resume production overnight, a quantum computing breakthrough and a step towards making quantum computers a commercial reality. Microsoft and Quantinuum say they've produced an algorithm that works with finicky nature of qubits, the basic unit of quantum information, to optimize for quality or reliable qubits. This technology aims to reduce data errors in quantum machines. Microsoft will roll it out to cloud customers this year. Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada. If you've got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review? And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com. Have a great day, Peak Pals. When you give me shockwave.